President Ouattara has always been concerned about violence in general and violence in Abidjan in particular. Since the 28th of November, where he won the election, former President Gbagbo put forward violence, hoping that it will finally bring him to accept that former President Gbagbo stay and doesn't leave the power. And this is not possible, and it will never happen ever. The United Nations Humanitarian Division now is accounting on more than 400 deaths in violence, raped, so on and so forth. And we think that the people in the stronghold of Abobo are the ones who suffered the most from this violence. And they have organized themselves to get from the army people that lost their arms or weapons over there. They organized themselves to resist. And they've been resisting so far, and they are getting stronger and stronger again. I don't think that any army of Gbagbo that will go there will be able to control this area. It's a very difficult area. You have to be well trained in suburban war and so on. And I think that they are going there maybe to frighten, to just send rocket out in houses of innocent people. But I don't think they can control the area. And the way they have started, if it gets in other cities in Abidjan, we might be surprised that in the next few weeks, former President Gbagbo won't even be able to control the city of Abidjan anymore, you know, because people get afraid. You frighten them. But at a certain point, now you see, I was telling you the banking, all the banking system and all the banks are closed now. People cannot withdraw cash. They don't have money to survive. Now, they cannot just stay there and let themselves kill or die every day. So more and more people are determined, they are really concerned about it. And we go out to survive. And I'm afraid violence is going to, you know, raise up a little bit. And hopefully it will bring former President Gbagbo to quit office, because that's what everybody is waiting for now. After all these talks and delegation to find out a peaceful solution, still you just want to stay there. And the economy is going bad. The company are closing. People are out of job. This is terrible.
Well, Patrick, there are suggestions of a unity government. There are also suggestions of a rerun of the elections. What is your reaction to these suggestions?
What we're saying is that once and for all, we have to start to be serious in Africa. You know, here is an election where the United Nations was invited to monitor and control the election. Now, they did monitor and control the election. They were given all the voting slip. As independent third party, they control in their side, while the government itself, through the Constitutional Council control, from the Electoral Independent Commission control, from the representative of the facilitator, who is Blaise Compaoré, who was there, who was given all the voting slip. You are at least four people who receive all copies of voting slip, and they counted. Out of these four people, three of them found that Alassane Ouattara was the winner. Among them, the special representative of the United Nations. Alassane won by 54 against 40 whatever. Now, what is the rerun of the election is going to bring? Or a recount is going to bring, you know what? It's not going to bring anything. Now, what about if we go for a rerun of the election and still former President Gbagbo says he doesn't want to go? We would have lost time. The country's economy would be terrible, and we would have won nothing, you know, from that. So let's be serious. The United Nations have recognized. The ECOWAS regions have recognized. African Union, in the last summit of the head of state, has recognized that Alassane Ouattara was the winner. It's not because South Africa or Angola or a couple of countries who really don't understand what is going on in the West African region are questioning themselves about key issues that might not have nothing to do with the internal affair of Cote d'Ivoire, that we will just start to say, hey, what's going on? What's going on? No. In Africa and the African Union, everything has always been organized in such a way that key problems in the sub-region is first of all dealt by people or organizations in the sub-region. The problem of Côte d'Ivoire should be dealt by ECOWAS country members. Now, if ECOWAS say, we cannot, we need to call for African Union to help, then we can move forward. Now, no one can just go from there and then come in, step in and say, I want to just interfere and see what I can bring. Now, we didn't say anything. We said, okay, we'll go all the way to the African Union. Today, the panel came. The panel saw President Ouattara. And all head of state member of the panel accepted that finally, after the experts came, after they came themselves, they saw all parties, they finally agreed that Alassane Ouattara, at the end of the day, was the president of his country. Now, let's move forward. Once he is the president of the country, what do we do next? ECOWAS say his President Gbagbo, who lost the last election, doesn't want to step down when we have to use legitimate force because he cannot take the whole Côte d'Ivoire population in hostage. That's the issue now. Who will bring soldiers? Who will help? That's where we're standing now. We cannot keep talking and talking and talking forever. This is not going to help this country.
Patrick, is President Ouattara satisfied with the latest effort by the African Union heads of state delegation that came and left? Is he satisfied with their latest effort?
He is quite satisfied with the latest effort because, as I told you, he saw the five head of state, the four of them, since President Blaise Compaoré couldn't come for personal convenience. He saw this head of state of this panel, and he was quite satisfied, you know, since they all recognized during the meeting they had with him that he, Alassane Ouattara, was the winner of the election in Côte d'Ivoire. Now, once that statement was issued from the panel, the next step is, what is Alassane Ouattara going to accept if former President Gbagbo accept to recognize that he has lost election? That's where the problem is. As long as we've been talking about stepping down peacefully and all the delegation are coming with, six or seven delegation is coming now. It's the same thing. Gbagbo keeps saying that he has not lost election. So there's no talks about him stepping down peacefully or whatever. Now, we have to start to address this issue. We cannot keep on talking about election. Everybody comes and say, okay, Alassane Ouattara won. Now, how many times are we going to check it over that he has won? That's not the issue right now. The issue is he has won election. Gbagbo has lost election. He should step down one way or the other.